give up. You're not,
not yet. Not for preseason. But we just want to go out there and be dominant. You know, the world want to know how we make the transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4. So we just got to go out there and just have fun and dominate.
What kind of things have been tough for you in this transition? What kind of things have just been second nature and easy?
The difficult part, just the technique. You know, it's a different technique that they use for as safeties. But other than that, everything else is pretty natural. You know, you just go out there and just play ball.
The key is, a lot of people have said, is the communication, is making sure that you guys are talking. And
oh, yeah, that's around the board, because everybody got to relay their calls. So the D-line have a call, the linebackers have a call, corners have a call, safety have a call. So you want to be on the same page, so you won't have no uh-oh, you know. So the communication is going well right now.
Because yeah, that part of that too, seeing how things work Saturday, getting the calls relayed from the coaches, you got a new staff, rotations, is all that kind of a trial run on Saturday night?
It's going to be a trial because, they can go out there and see the guys who are making the calls, who are not making the calls. So it's a big test for all of us. This of course, you know, we're tired of seeing the same face every day, so we get a new face coming in on Saturday, so we can get used to, you know, live with a different team, different opponent. So we just want to go out there and just, you know, have fun. You know, maybe we be out there a quarter two. We don't know right now. You know. So we just want to go out there and be dominant.
For somebody that's missed a portion of the offseason program, you don't look like you missed a thing. Are you feeling pretty comfortable?
Oh, I'm comfortable. You know, I'm still learning, though. Technique-wise, it's a little different, but each and every day I'm still learning. But everything else is natural. You know, I'm a football player. I've been doing this since I was 6. So it's just, you know, just making a transition. With learning the new coaches, how they want you to play. That's about it. Not with a chip on my shoulder. You know, I just want to be the best at what I do. And that's how I carry myself.
Coach Capers was saying there's kind of a fine line in the preseason games between doing the stuff that you're going to be doing when the games start to count and working on it and not wanting to show everybody your hand, so to speak. As a player, are you kind of torn on that too? Like, you kind of want to do what this defense does, but also you understand why you need to stay vanilla?
I understand where you come from, but, you know, we football players. We want to win. So every guy on Saturday, the first team, they're going to go out there and play hard. You know, you try not to show too much, but you're a football player. You're going to show something. So, but hopefully we can, you know, keep it very low and don't show too much.
And yet still be effective.
Effective, yeah. Be effective and dominate while we're out there on the field. Let the world know that we're here. You know.
I just wondered if, you know, people see you in practice, but most people, you know, don't really know what we're watching. is there kind of are you kind of excited about the secret that you have about this defense? And you're not going to spring the whole secret out?
Oh, no. But yes, I think, you know, we underdogs right now, so the world don't know what we're going to do, you know, how we make the transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4. So, you know, we just going to go out there and just play ball. You know, a lot of people, you know, think they know what the 3-4 all about, but they really don't, because it's a lot going to. Everybody run a 3-4 different. So, Capers, you know, he wearing his real different than the others.
And we're still not going to know by the time these 4 preseason games are done.
Nope. Not at all. Shh, don't tell. It's a secret.
What's your take on preseason games? The other day, Charles said he'd be okay with just playing 2.
I'm with that, too. Well, I have 2 and get ready for the season. You know, training camp is long. You know, it kind of wears you down a little bit. But, you know, if you take care of your body good enough, well enough, that you'll be able to maintain the whole preseason game. But I think they need to cut it down to 2.